The air attack warning sounds like this is the sound.
Today is flaming June, which it is actually. We've had that month of awful weather in May, and yesterday was beautiful, and today is the same. And it's actually my birthday today. And I've been writing poetry since the 70s, really, since I fell in love with the Moody Blues, and they used to do segments of poetry on their albums. And this intrigued me because I've never really been interested in poetry before that. So you're looking at about 1967 and 68 maybe. And then Pam Ayres became quite popular on the television and on the radio. And I thought to myself, oh, I can write poetry like that. I can do that. So I had a go, and that's when it really started. But before that, I'd always drawn and painted and done lots of things. My mother always said that I was always drawing or writing or something. You know, even if it was a Christmas list, I'd draw pictures to show what I wanted off Father Christmas. Okay, so this is a poem on his birthday by Dylan Thomas. I'm going to read the first couple of stanzas. In the mustard seed sun by Full Tilt River and Switchback Sea, where the cormorants scud, in his house on stilts, high among beaks and palavers of birds. This sand-grained day, in the Bent Bay's grave, he celebrates and spurns the driftwood, 35th, wind-turned age, heron spire and spear. Under and around him go flounders, gulls in their cold dying trails, doing what they are told, curlews aloud, in conjured waves, work at their ways to death. And the rhymer in the long-tongued room, who tolls his birthday bell, toils towards the ambush of his wounds, heron's steeple-stemmed bless. Now, I'm not saying I can understand a lot of that. As I say, this was written, it's about six or seven more stanzas. I think there's 12 stanzas more. And this was supposed to be written for his 35th birthday, about 1951, 52. And then he died in New York in 1953 at the age of 39. You can have a look about Dylan Thomas, about his death, but it's, I think there was quite a few controversies about how he died. But people weren't really sure whether it was alcohol poisoning or other circumstances. But that poem, I mean, I read it for the first time in about 2016 properly, and I didn't understand it. So I tried to write something in that vein, in that way. So I'll read the little bit of what I wrote. I was nowhere near that long, but I wrote something that tried to make it sound like the same flow and the way he was talking. Okay, so this is still my birthday. I'm back up the field just to take one of my shots. I try to take one every day, I think I mentioned. And this has been going on since 2020. Last year I was going to have a happening here and get all some artist people that I know to come, and we're going to get somebody to play the guitar and sing some songs. But I think that was 2020 that was I was going to do that, and then the COVID thing started, so I abandoned all those plans and I kind of put it on hold, and then it just got lost really amongst all this lockdown stuff. So I'm going to read a poem. This is straight out of my head. This is one of the first poems I wrote in the style of Pam Ayres, because when I heard Pam Ayres, I thought she was brilliant, actually. I love the stuff she did. Brought a smile to poetry to me. She made it. And obviously, lots of other people are doing stuff like her, but she was the first one to catch my imagination. So I think I wrote this in 75, 78. I'd have to check. It's called The Fireman. I am a little fireman. I like to squirt my hose. They make us train in this cold weather. It freezes up my toes. They make us run and jump about and climb up and down the ladder. I think I'm... I'm going to have to cut that. The fireman. I am a little fireman. I like to squirt my hose. They make us train in this cold weather. It freezes up my toes. They make us drill and run about and up and down a ladder. I'm always squirting my hose now. I think it is my bladder. So I wrote that on some of the, like, the Pam Ayres stuff. The Dolly on the dust cart. I loved the Dolly on the dust cart. And I wished I'd looked after my teeth. So that's my little homage to Pam Ayres for pushing me to try to write poetry. So if anybody's listening and they think they want to have a go at writing and poetry, it's not difficult. You just have to write what you feel, look at what you see, things that happen every day in your life. If you go travelling, and when you're sitting in a cafe somewhere, instead of, I don't know, just daydreaming or something, do a little sketch of what you're looking at. Do a little, write about what you can see and what you feel, and then I tended to just get an emotion for something and write a poem about somebody that was sat close to me or something I felt. Anyway, so this is, I'm in the field now, June 1st, 2021, my 69th birthday, and I'm still jumping, still leaping, I'm still standing, as Elton said. So, thank you, I'll go back, bye. Okay, this is my attempt at a poem for his birthday in the style of Dylan Thomas, June 1st, 2014, not 2016 as I thought, and it's now 2021, so it just keeps rolling. Relating to the Field Project, as a lot of my poetry has on my birthday anyway. The field is lit with the darkness of a light cast by a torch with a dying battery. But the opposite of this is an uncertainty. Drifting static clouds hang. Faster, yet faster, still the corn does not grow beyond the height of a pig in a Mexican hat. The pig is reprieved and rolls towards another year. It will now be 63. And to be exact, if the numbers add up, the night will not come again. Sun has burnt the poet's head where before the rain has flushed his heart. A fat pigeon looks down from his pole and smiles at the foolish morning. The poet's pain is sprayed away with chocolate and frozen jelly. The cottage holds no contentment, for it is dark and dry, and the spuds are the same. Needed much extra salt, I thought. Stodgy spotted dick was had by four, who, if they live to celebrate 80 years, will have long been roasted liver. Morris men danced, the band played on, while a tiny trumpet boy collapsed from sunken lungs. The day came to a close, just as it had not started, with sunshine and lemon cake and a rum-soaked Dylan Thomas paper cup. I stuttered a little bit there. It's only my second podcast day, so I'm hoping I can get better. This all kind of relates to, we went out for a meal for my birthday on this particular day, I remember now. I had a cake in the shape of a pig with a Mexican hat. And you can see a lot of photographs go on my blog if you, I'll try and find that if you want to. We went to the the Cottage of Content, which is in the next village. And it was very dark. There was hardly any lights in there. And the food wasn't brilliant. And, of course, I was with a lot of the neighbours. And they're all quite elderly here. And that's kind of what it was saying. Said about 80 years. And Mick, who was with us that day, has passed away since then. And another chap passed away only on Monday, last Monday. So it's kind of a old people's kind of sanctuary here where I am. But that was the poem for my birthday on the 2014. And I read the one about... okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to read one last one, which was an attempt again at a poem in the style of Pamez, and then I'll just say goodbye. So this is called Lice. I wrote it in 1977. Lice. Dogs, dogs, cats, cats, little tiny mice. Of all the pets I ever had, I still love my pet lice. Black and grey, they crawl and squirm and run about my head. I like to sleep in different rooms, they spread from bed to bed. Of all the lice I ever had, my favourite's name was Tim. If I could live my life again, I'd like to be like him. That's it, right? It was kind of early attempts at Pamez. My poetry has gone from these kind of silly things to very dark things, yeah, with what's happened to me in my life. But that's life, is that's what it does. So thanks for listening. I'll try and get it on the podcast and catch you again. Thank you. Bye. Amen.